Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're wondering which one of us is the dog.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Oh, thanks, Tommy.
I was just answered.
I'll get you for that.
That means he gets to bite me. Okay, and with us we have Jim. Is that Busha?
Jim Busha, yes.
Okay, and Hal's back again because he just didn't want to leave.
I never want to leave. I love it here. And according to my boss, Jim, this is probably where I should be applying for a job next. So,
anyway, guys, you have a book of aviation photography. I got to see that the other day.
Yes, that was published just right before AirVenture, actually. It made its debut.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was on the shelves maybe first week or mid-June. So, EAA Oshkosh, the best AirVenture photography. Definitely a labor of love for us.
Oh my God, you guys, the photographers in like for sport aviation have always been fantastic.
Yeah, they do an awesome job. This book kind of chronicles the best 10 years from the past. We had to cut it off at some point, otherwise the book would have been, boy, Hal, what do you think, 400 pages at least?
Easy. And I don't even recall how many pictures we started with before we started culling them. It was in the thousands. We must have millions of pictures in our archives if you go back to slides and everything else. It's completely overwhelming.
That would become. How did you even the task of culling through all that, and deciding what to put in the book?
Well, you know, when we first approached Jack to get the green light from him, you know, Hal and I kind of thought of this crazy idea of doing the best photography, and Hal wrote the vast majority of the text in the book, and takes the reader and the actual viewer on a walking tour of the grounds. Jack gave us the green light, and then we thought, well, it's going to be easy.
Oh no!
Remember that time we thought it was going to be easy?
Yeah, famous last words.
That was an incredible uphill battle. There's just so many talented photographers that volunteer or were on staff or are on staff at EAA, and that was very difficult to pick the best.
Yeah, how did you guys pick the centerfold?
Well, we had a series of auditions. Yeah. You know, this is sort of de rigueur for the industry.
There you go.
You know.
Did the airplane say, make sure you get my good side?
It's just what I've always wanted to see, guys. Pictures of naked airplanes, you know? Yep.
Well, you got it. The sad part is you did.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And we have to go buy a copy now.
Yes, we do.
Where can you get it? I guess EAA Warehouse anywhere on the field.
Yeah, the Warehouse, the Sky Shop. I think the Warbird Shop is carrying it.
Warbirds. Museum.
The Museum gift shop, of course. If you're so inclined, you can order it from the major retailers online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc.
And what we found is pretty interesting, even yesterday. There's some classic photos in there of some longtime members that didn't even realize their photos were in that book.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been kind of fun. Some of the, you know, the book is broken up into sort of the neighborhoods of Oshkosh, Warbirds, Vintage, Aerobatics, Ultralights, that sort of thing. But then we have sections in there for EA first, some of the watershed moments we reach back. Here's the Concorde's first arrival, that sort of thing. But then we have this the life at EAA, and we've got some just people and human interest and that sort of things from around the grounds. And that's been kind of fun to be able to run into some of those people and say, hey, did you know you're in the book? So,
what about the evolution of the airfield? Do you have like overhead pictures from years and years and years where you can see how things have grown?
Not so much in this particular book, because this was focused initially. Some of the first drafts, we were sort of going down the whole history route, and then we realized that wasn't quite the direction we wanted to go, so we backed away from that a little bit. However, we do have exactly what you describe in our AirVenture 2016 souvenir program. Our staff writer Megan Esau did a wonderful job of putting together the whole evolution. So I didn't mean to come on the air and just start selling anything and everything, but you do want to pick
might
up
as
a
well.
Copy. Yeah, exactly. We're a nonprofit. Yeah. We'll take it where we can get.
That's right.
Pick up a copy of the souvenir program. Sorry, Jim.
And that's okay. It tells a wonderful story visually, even from the Milwaukee days into Rockford and then into Oshkosh itself. But
What I always wanted was a brick from the old tower. When you guys took that down, you should have sold the bricks because I had a ball on it.
You know, unfortunately, it wasn't. You know, it's not our tower. It's it belongs to belongs to the airport, belongs to the county. A lot of us actually asked about that, and I know I wanted one and things like this. The problem was that there was just a little bit too much asbestos in the bricks for us to be able to do that. So
well. you know, didn't you just say, I'm not going to huff it?
They know me better than that. Yeah, actually, okay. Just, you know, oh my gosh, it's a piece of Oshkosh. I'd get excited, and it wouldn't be pretty.
He'd just be sitting there in the corner with it.
And I did not realize that I was able to get a case of them, and I've stored those under Hal's desk. I guess he just doesn't he's realize.
Doing fine. It's not working though, is it?
I didn't realize the asbestos.
Yeah, you wouldn't know to look at me. I'm 21 years old.
Yeah, so. I thought that was just the job. 1 week a year, you pull all your hair out.
That's right. That's why they call me senior editor.
Yeah. Now, so you've got pictures of watershed moments. What are some of those watershed moments? Like first Rutan plane that showed up?
Oh, we've got things like Voyager, Concorde, the SR-71. What else, Jim?
We've got a Goodyear blimp and Zeppelin collection in there.
Yeah.
Jack with the Wienermobile.
Yes.
It's a classic.
Yeah, that was only a couple years ago.
Watershed moment than the Wienermobile.
But we really wanted to go back only the last 10 years to kind of keep it just in the digital format. I mean, we have thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of slides and photos, but the publisher wanted to go back just the last 10 years just to keep it.
It's an interesting question that just popped into my head, which that says something. Anyway, you guys have such a good archive of aircraft photos. Do other authors approach you as to use those pictures in their books? I mean, that's another possibility.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and keeps our librarian, Sue Lurvy. Sometimes she wants to pull her hair out.
Yeah. Sometimes she wants to pull your hair out, too, right?
She does get many, many requests on a weekly, monthly basis from authors, all of them doing aviation books. EAA just has a world-class collection, and there are so many archival photos that have been donated to the museum collection that it's just stunning. And again, those are some future projects that Hal and I want to tackle. We'd like to try to do 2 to 3 books a year on a variety of airplanes.
Right. So you pick one airplane and go through the whole archive.
Or a venue like Warbirds, Vintage, Seaplane, something like that.
Well, that sounds good.
Sounds great to me.
I'll tell you what, I would be very interested in a history of Oshkosh from the early days when they were working out of Paul's basement
right.
to modern day. I think that would be tremendous.
You know, we did, this actually predates my time on staff at EA, but in, must have been 2003, there was a book called Oshkosh. It was a Gateway to Aviation.
Yes, Gateway to Aviation.
So it's out of print now, unfortunately, but there was a 50th anniversary thing that was actually a wonderful history. And was one of several references I used when working on the early drafts of this book and a few other projects. You can still find it out there, but you know, who knows? Maybe for the 75th, if Jim and I are still alive, if we haven't died from asbestos poisoning
brick
poisoning. That'd be fun to do.
Okay, I just wonder if they got any pictures of me in that archive.
No. No, we're not that
none
lucky.
None that they haven't given the police, right?
Right.
Just the mugshot, but otherwise.
Yeah. They'll probably find them in the post office, though.
Yeah, exactly. They're all in the black and whites.
Right.
Not flattering at all.
No, I did get a look at the book, and I was impressed with the amount of pictures in this thing, the quality and everything. I was like stunned at some of the material. There was some interesting shots in there.
Well, we're easily amused, you know, shiny things with color pictures. We're good.
Yeah.
It was absolutely an embarrassment of riches to go through.
And again, we really, really are blessed with world-class photographers that volunteer for us and come here every year. And from sunup to sundown, even past sundown, they're in the campground.
How many arguments did you have over selecting a picture?
We didn't. I don't say that we argued, but there were some really, really painful,
contentious debates,
painful moments. You know, we started with a group of Jim, myself, and a couple of other people, sort of sitting in a room, projecting these up on a screen, and then kind of going the, you know, yes, no sort of thing, and that helped us with the early round. It helps us get it down to maybe 500-600 pictures, something like that. And then Jim and I kind of drove it together across the finish line. And I honestly don't think we ever actually argued about it because, you know, he signs my paychecks.
Right.
But I don't think that we ever, like, disagreed. We both just winced and hated making the painful decision. But then again, there's it just leaves that many more to choose from for the next one.
Volume 2 is the also-rans.
Well, we had a very, very foolish moment where we did narrow it down to about 500-600 and said, okay, we'll just send that off to the public.
That's right.
And we thought, you know, we high-fived one another and said, we're done.
We're done.
And boy, the battle just started. And they came back and said, guys, it's 225. You've got to get it down to that. And
oh, my goodness.
Then it was horrible.
Yeah. I'd actually blocked that from my memory, that whole that silly...
Thanks for opening that wound.
Those halcyon days where we said, 500 pictures, here you go, now we'll move on with our lives. And they come back and say, chop it in half. So,
oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of late nights.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you guys lost sleep over that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about personalities at Air Show? Is there a section devoted to the many colorful people that have been here?
Well, the life at Oshkosh stuff, they're sort of... I want to say vignettes, but maybe that's even exaggerating a bit, but just little segments that pop up throughout the book. It's told much more through pictures and then a simple caption, but that's another angle. That could easily be a book. I mean, you could fill an encyclopedia with the personalities of Oshkosh.
Okay. Volume 3.
Yes, yep. Exactly. Volume 3.
Well, we've been talking with Jim Boucher and Hal Brian. I think that's... I can't read from this distance.
That's exactly right.
That's the name he's using this week.
It is. It's my current alias. It works.
And where, again, is the book signing going to be? At the warehouse?
Today at the warehouse at 12:15.
Very good. So. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.